The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Good morning to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper, Dr. Vijay. Dr. Nair is not available today. She actually is flying towards my area. We're going to be in Anaheim starting tomorrow for the weekend. There's a huge health expo called Expo West. They have one in the springtime in the western part of the country that's basically open just to the health food stores and the clinics and the practitioners, and then they have one in the Boston area during the fall time. So we'll probably be over in Boston in the fall time sometime, September, October. But we'll be reporting back probably next Wednesday, probably the next couple Wednesdays. We'll be talking about the various products that we've seen, the cutting-edge tools that are available. It's really neat. We do a lot of connecting. I'll be doing a book signing there, and we'll just report more information. So, Dr. Vijay, have a great flight, and I'll probably be seeing you later on today. So, have some great news over here. You know, whenever we end up our show, I always tell everybody that I love them. And there's an article over here that actually was done a study. It says, love in your hearts. According to research, scientists have found the further evidence that a neuropeptide, and I have to say this word slow, oxytocin, neuropeptide called oxytocin, acquired through skin-to-skin contact with another human being, through kissing, touching, or massage therapy, for example, which I love all of the above, brings greater heart health. Contact with or petting animals also has some beneficial effect. Researchers have discovered also that oxytocin infusion reduces cell death in a heart that has been injured. It also reduces inflammatory factors that normally would cause illnesses or slow healing. Oxytocin has a wonderful effect on infants, but is very beneficial for everyone as body and emotional, mental, and physical health are all related. I love that article because we talk about supplements, we talk about the foods we eat, we talk about diet and exercise, but do we talk on an emotional level? So love in your heart. Actually, if you want to know a great acronym for love, L-O-V-E, I learned this a long time ago. It's taken me a lot of years to learn stuff, but I learned this a long time ago. L is for listen, O is for overlook, Z is for voice control, and E is for encouragement. So with that, let's go, and a lot of this information I get is not just the gossip that's on the internet. This is through a well-being journal. You know, we've been promoting them for a while, and they've actually been promoting us, and thank you very much. And this last month, which is the March-April issue, a well-being journal, which you can get in most health food stores, and probably you can probably get it picked up at Barnes & Noble, too. And Dr. Vijay wrote an article about nutritional healing for cancer, okay? Great, great article, and she's had a tremendous response. And it's really interesting because whenever I've had an article in the magazine or Dr. Vijay had this article in her in this magazine in Wellbeing Journal, you never know where these magazines are. And she's gotten phone calls from all over the world, from Europe, from Asia. There was one from Africa and wanting more information, particularly the product that she had written about. So one more article, and then we're going to go to our famous guest. Canola oil, mostly toxic. That's interesting. Canola oil, we see it at the health food stores, we see it at the supermarket, and we've talked about the essential fatty acids, we've talked about flaxseed oil, we've talked about olive oil, we've talked about green lipid muscle oil, about the benefits of you know, having a tremendous amount of omega-3 essential fatty acids. But here's something, this is interesting, because I know I met this doctor a few years ago, so she writes quite a bit of information on the cutting edge. Consumers have come to prefer canola oil for cooking and baking, and in such products as mayonnaise. The common assumption is that canola oil, since it contains omega-3 and monounsaturated fats as in olive oil, is a beneficial fat. Many national food chains and health food stores are well stocked with canola oil, which is also used in salad dressings and prepared foods in general. However, Dr. Sherry Rogers, an internationally recognized expert in environmental medicine, points out in her newsletter called Total Wellness that most canola oil is a genetically engineered product. Wow. Okay, Dr. Rogers, found through investigating her suspicions about canola oil that it tends to contain more trans fatty acids than soybean and other vegetable oils. Read that again. Canola oil tends to contain more trans fatty acids than soybean and other vegetable oils. Cooking with canola oil is further counterindicated because of heat causes the oil to oxidize, creating free radicals. I think about 3 weeks ago, I talked about at what temperatures you use the different oils. And we talked about olive oil, and we talked about flaxseed oil, and also we mentioned about canola oil. And this just pretty much circulates what we were talking about, causing the oil to oxidize, creating free radicals. Many manufacturers, in order to extend the shelf life of canola oil, take the oil through over a dozen chemical stages to process it into an oil that will not go rancid. These include not only hydrogenation, but deodorization of the omega-3s. This process forms as much as 40% trans fatty acids, even more than is found in soybean oil. And we know the liabilities of soybean oil. When purchasing canola oil, consumers are advised to seek out organic, non-GMO products that have been cold or expeller pressed. These can be found in health food stores and on the Internet. So, boys and girls, you know, we've talked about this before, that vitamin C is not vitamin C. We need to read the ingredients. We need to know what's the fillers. We need to know if there's any preservatives. So here's the same thing with canola oil. And I would even say if you're looking for olive oil, you know, read the ingredients and see, ask questions. Don't just say, well, it's canola oil, so it's got to be good. It's olive oil, it's got to be good. It's vitamin C, it's got to be good. All these products have to be educated to get more information and learn how to read the ingredients. I know in the past that I've given lectures at health food stores. And, in fact, even when I go to this Expo West show this weekend, there will be a few people come up to me and they'll say, Howard, will you walk the show with me and tell me the good guys against the bad guys? Because there is some stuff in there. There is some stuff in the nutritional field that is unhealthy. So we need to educate ourselves. Read books, read information, read the ingredients. So speaking of that, I am going to introduce a very, very dear friend of mine. She and I have written several books together. We are partners in probably almost like 12 or 14 books that we've written together. Nina Anderson. Nina is the owner of Self Goods Publishing and has been an expert on a lot of nutritional fields that overlap with what I do, so we complement each other. Some people say we're in this great, great long-distance relationship. Some people say when we are together every so often that we've been married for many years. So, Nina, welcome aboard.
Hi there, Howard.
I didn't put you to sleep, did I?
No. But don't tell my husband we have a long-distance relationship.
I'm just complimenting the hell out of you because you're a great, great person. And Nina gives out a lot of love, too. She's a very, very caring person.
And I pet a lot of cats, so I'm really healthy.
Okay, it's good. So we're going to talk about one of our favorite subjects, electrolytes. Now, when I say electrolytes, the first thing, I'm Mr. Joe Q. Public, and I'm just sitting there listening to our show, and I go, electrolytes, well, I could probably get Gatorade. Now Gatorade is good because all the athletes take it, and they say it's loaded with electrolytes. Let's start with that. Let's start with the stuff that we need to know to stay away from and why we need to stay away from them, and then we'll go to the conclusion. So go ahead and start. The ball is in your court, girl.
Okay. Well, first of all, electrolytes are formed when certain minerals come together in a solution and create electric activity, providing energy for the body. And when they're dissolved, they break apart into charged particles called ions, and these ions carry either a negative or a positive charge, and these charged particles create the electricity. It's almost like you need the electrolytes to spark at the battery in your body. If you're short-circuiting your battery in your car, things aren't going to work right. So when you're short-circuiting things in your body, then your organs aren't going to work properly, which is why you need electrolytes. And you mentioned Gatorade. Gatorade's done a great job of promoting minerals and electrolyte replacement to the public with a little bit of education. Unfortunately, they only put two minerals, sodium and potassium, in their drinks. And these are will not form electrolytes. They are called electrolytes. In the industry, it's a big misnomer. You know, okay, it's an electrolyte technically. But they don't form electrolytes in the body because you need a certain combination of minerals to form that, and you need the minerals in a certain form. You were just mentioning the fact that vitamin C is not vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Well, minerals are not minerals, okay? You have four different kinds of minerals. You have colloidal, which are very, very large molecules and cannot get absorbed by the body. You have chelated, which are sort of in the middle, and they have a better chance, but not as much as ionic, which are the smallest ones. And then the ones we use in our electroblast water concentrate, they are ionic minerals, which are very small, and they are further broken down into a crystalloid form. These are the ones in the proper combination that can actually cause all the electricity in your body to get fortified.
Wow. So there's just two minerals in the Gatorades where most of the public probably thinks, and I'm going to say Powerade, I'm going to say a lot of these other type of quote-unquote electrolyte drinks too. So basically what they're doing, they're just putting sodium and potassium together to make the electrolytes as opposed to having, you know, the whole gamut of all the different trace minerals.
Well, the reason that they're doing that is because mostly when athletes exercise, mm-hmm. they sweat out mostly sodium and potassium. Mm-hmm. And so they need to replace those salts. But they also sweat out a lot of electrolytes. And are they replacing those? No. So that's where we come in. The Electroblast product is great because it has 12 trace minerals in it, which are the ones that we found over the years create the chemical reactions in the body. They're sort of like the catalyst or the foundation of your house. And if you take them, then everything else is going to start working right in your body, so you're going to actually find that a lot of your symptoms are going to disappear.
Now, there's a lot of sugar in these products, too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's sugar. Everybody says you need sugar as an athlete because you need to, you know, get that oomph when you're moving. Well, sugar actually diffuses your muscles. It actually restricts the movement of your muscles. And it also shuts down your digestive system. So if you eat dessert after you eat a meal, you're not going to get the benefit of the foods that you put into your body, which you think are healthy, but they're not going to get absorbed because now you sort of shut down the stomach. The same thing happens with muscles when you're exercising. You're taking sugar after sugar after sugar, like in these gel packs, which they tell you to keep taking throughout your run. You end up just being on, like, speed the whole time. And what happens is that your muscles are actually cannibalizing themselves because they're trying to pull ATP out of the muscles to keep the energy going, but you're short-circuiting them because you're putting sugar in, and you're also not giving them the other electrolytes that they need. So it's much more beneficial if you have an unsugared, pure electrolyte drink, you know, like our Electroblast, and then you can just, you know, have much more stamina, much more endurance, and you'll have less fatigue afterwards. I've heard a lot of athletes say that they, you know, they take these gel packs and these sugar drinks, and they, you know, they do a really good race, and afterwards they crash. I mean, sure. They are blown out for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours afterwards. Well, it's because you're coming down off of the glycemic rush, then hitting bottom. And the big thing, I know that we first start talking about what we're going to do with this show, it's that water, everybody goes, oh, you got to hydrate. The doctors say, oh, it's eight glasses a day. You know, you always have to hydrate, especially after exercise. But they don't qualify that. Here again, vitamin C is not vitamin C. Here, water is not water. Drinking plain water out of a bottle, which has been filtered by law, has taken most of the electrolyte-forming minerals out of the water. And if you drink that, now you're going to start, the blood needs the electrolytes and it needs the minerals. So where's it going to start getting them from if it's not getting it from the water? It's going to start getting them from the bones, which if you get older, this is going to create osteoporosis. So you really need to put the minerals and the electrolytes back into the water. So that's why I'm saying that, you know, the water is great for hydration, but when you hydrate at the hospital, they give you an electrolyte IV. They don't give you water. They give you an electrolyte IV. So why would you drink bottled water that doesn't have the electrolytes in it? Because once the electrolytes go out of your brain, you're actually short-circuiting your body, and you can actually die if you're electrolyte deficient. So you really have to be very, very concerned with the water you drink. Well water is great. Spring water is great, as long as it has absorbable type of minerals that are coming out of it. Mostly bottled water and filtered water, you have to add the electrolytes, which is why, you know, we use the Electroblast, because we put that in all our water. We have reverse osmosis water on our system, and which takes out 98% of everything. So it's nice and clean, but we need the electrolytes put back in.
Okay. We need to take a break. It's a lot of information. Let's go over through some more of this. So we'll be right back with Kiss Your Life. Hello.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. H. Dr. Vijay is, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of our show, is flying out towards Anaheim, California. Later today I'll be picking her up, and we'll be at the Expo West show, which is a huge, huge health food show. And before I go any further, I forgot to thank our guest last week, Steve Marchese, with LightStim. Go to his website, L-I-G-H-T, STIM.com. Light therapy is absolutely unbelievable. Dr. Vijay and I have been had the honors of trying out this fairly new product, and it's a small light machine. You hold it in your hand, and you put it against whatever type of part of the body that is having some problems, and or as an excellent anti-aging product, put it onto the skin, whether it's on the face, on the neck, on the hands, and this product does work. So it's interesting, through the years of Nina and I both writing, you know, information about supplements and how to take care of the body inside, this complement, this machine, this small little machine, handheld machine, just works so, so well on the outside. So, Neen, we talked a lot before about the drinking waters, and we picked on Gatorade and Powerade for a little bit. I want to touch base because this is a really important factor. I go to the gym, and there's anything from Red Bull to Green Bull to Blue Cow to whatever's out there, all these energy drinks, and I watch these guys drink this stuff. And you and I have been educated about electrolytes for so many years. We're probably like the two experts on electrolytes, you know, in the country. And yet to get the people to understand that what you're drinking is just as far as I'm concerned, just garbage. I don't care, you know, what are those cans are. Plus, they were like $3, $4, $5 a can. What is the difference between drinking these quote-unquote energy drinks and drinking something that's going to give us the true electrolytes?
Well, the energy drinks, I'm just reading from our Analyzing Sports Drinks book, which we wrote a while ago. And it has a comparison chart with some of the different power drinks and of course, the Electroblast, which doesn't have any of the stuff in it. But some of the sweeteners, just for example, some of the sweeteners that they have in these things that people don't really realize are sugar. Our dextrose fructose, which has gotten high fructose corn syrup, has got a really bad rap lately with creating all sorts of illness in the body. Maltodextrin, sucrose, sucralose, ACE-K, and those are basically, they say they're natural sugars, but they're not, because they're processed just like your hydrogenated oils. And they actually do not get assimilated in the body in a healthy manner, so that they can create all sorts of problems physically. But they've just come out with putting stevia in some of the drinks, which isn't bad, because stevia is an herb and it gets assimilated properly in the body, so it's a natural sweetener that doesn't harm the body, and we do have that some in our Electroblast. But the big thing is these sugars. I mean, these people are drinking the sugars. Mostly, even vitamin water is mostly, you know, sweetener, and they think they're getting all sorts of energy. Well, yeah, because the sugar is giving them, a boost, just like taking, you know, some sort of speed drug or something like that. And Red Bull with the caffeine, that's giving them a boost, but they're not replacing the things that they're losing when they exercise, and they're actually hurting their muscles. So, you know, you really, like you said just before, you've got to read labels. You've got to say, my gosh, I don't need this sugar when I'm exercising, period.
You mentioned this awesome booklet, what you wrote, Analyzing Sports Drinks. How can, I mean, I have a copy, of course, but how can the public get this booklet? Because there's a lot of information in that.
Well, they can go to our website, safe, like you store your money in, safegoodspub.com, or they can give me a call. It's a little easier to do that on our 888 number, which is 888-628-8731. And the other thing is they can also find it by going to our electroblast.com website too.
Okay, so we've picked on the energy drinks. We've picked on pretty much some of the popular stuff and even the unpopular stuff. Let's go to water. Now, excuse me, you and I have seen water bottle companies, you know, come and go and go and come, and you go to the health food store or just go to the supermarket or discount store, and then, speaking of water, I need to get a drink of water, so I will take my water with my Electroblast in it, so hold on for 1 second. Hey, that's a good little commercial. Okay. Well, I'm a believer of that, you know that.
Yeah.
So we go to the health food store, and we see all these different bottled waters. And then we read something on the internet that says, you know, all water is good, all water is bad, and then Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola have their own bottled water. So everybody's getting on the bandwagon. And you mentioned, like, before it was vitamin water, that is loaded with sugar. How do we know what we're drinking?
Well, it's funny. I was out the other day, and I grabbed a bottle of Aquafina. And Aquafina mm-hmm. said it's basically city water purified. It says it right on the bottle. So you're not getting, you know, spring water. You're getting city water that's been purified. And when you purify the city water, it may be nice, clean water with no critters in it, but it doesn't have any more electrolytes because they've taken them all out. So there again, you were sitting there saying, oh, my gosh, now what do I do? So what we've, you know, what we advise our people to do is, you know, what we do ourselves is we just carry our little tiny bottle of Electroblast with us and we squirt it in there. It's great, you know. You can carry it anywhere, and anytime you get bottled water, you squirt the electrolytes in there, and boom, you're done. You have now you restored your electrolytes to the bottled water, which is nice and clean. So that's the best solution that we found, because I'd say probably 95% of the bottled waters have had most of the electrolytes removed through the filtering process.
Now, some of the key words today, in fact, I'll probably see a lot of this at the show this weekend, is pH, you know, acid, alkaline. We know pH of the swimming pool. We know pH of the body. But what's important, though, is to know, am I drinking alkalized water, which is very important to keep the pH balanced in the body? Am I drinking acidic water? Have you ever tested any of the different bottled waters and find out, you know, what the pHs are?
Most of them are low. If they've really been filtered, they're down around 4 or 5, which is extremely low. And the normal is supposed to be 7.4 to 7.6, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done is, you know, we have a reverse osmosis on our system, on our water system, and that brings the pH in at 4 or 5, which is extremely low. So we have an Electroblast called Water Revitalizer, and we also have one called Running Mate, and both of them have some salts in them that actually bring the pH up to 8.0. So that's the perfect thing. If you're concerned about alkaline water, then you should, you know, carry something like that with you so that you can take the bottled water, which is a low pH because it has been purified, and then add the electrolytes to it to bring it up to an 8.0 pH, and then you'll have your nice alkaline water, and it's not expensive to do that.
You know, it's interesting because Dr. Vijay and I have talked on a couple of different shows about cancer. And we know that cancer loves to live in an acidic body.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're eating unhealthy and we're eating a lot of acidic foods, i.e. like a lot of proteins and dairy, you know, and sugar, of course, then we're drinking water because we're told by the doctors, that, like you said earlier, that we're supposed to have, you know, the 6 or 8 glasses of water and a day, but not told, you know, what type of water, what electroblasts are not, you know, electrolytes are not electrolytes, what's electroblast? And then, so what we're doing, we're continuously giving the body this acidity, and we're not helping the body. So it's important to have the ability of, if you're going to pick up a bottle of water, whether it's drinking water, you know, I guess you can buy it by the gallons of the pure water, distilled water, but it's important to put the electrolytes in it. So you've mentioned before, so I want to give you the opportunity to mention this again, you've mentioned before about this Electroblast. Now, I know what this is. Explain a little bit, and then how can all of us, you know, get on this product?
Well, one of the reasons, one of the reasons that we looked at this is because you're saying the doctors are telling people, a lot of times they tell kids to go out and get Gatorade if they had diarrhea and stuff like that. Not only are they getting acidic water, but they're putting sugar in their body, which further acidifies it. So now they're getting a really bad trip. So, but Electroblast, we found that there was nothing on the market that we could drink and travel with that we could put in our water to make it better. So we came up with the electrolytes, and it's 12 trace minerals, which is the travel version of the parent formula called Trace Light. And we put a little flavor with it, you know, in some of the products because some people like to have flavored water. They get tired of regular water. And then we put in the sports version, which actually alkalizes the body. But it's, you know, it's in a little 2-ounce. We have it in little packets, or we have it in little 2-ounce squirt bottles. So it's real easy to take with you and carry around with you, and it's just sort of like a lifesaver.
You mentioned before, we're going to go into a break in a couple of minutes. Excuse me. But you mentioned before about the different Gatorades because of nausea, because of sickness, because of the flu, you know, with the virus going around now. But also there's a product called Pedialyte. And as long as we're picking on products, let's talk about that. Because a lot of parents will contact me, you know, via our ADD book and ask me questions in regards to should we use a Pedialyte. What do you think of that product?
Well, Pedialyte, unless they've changed the formula, they had aspartame in it. And aspartame is known not to be healthy for the brain. And to give that to a child is like, to me, you know, giving them a, you know, a sentence toward early Alzheimer's. So, I'm not too fond of Pedialyte. Plus, Pedialyte does have some minerals in it, but they don't tell you whether they're the absorbable form. Are they colloidal? Are they chelated? Are they in the right combination to form electrolytes? They may be just putting back salts into the body, but are they putting back the proper combination of electrolytes so that you actually form electrolytes?
Great. Let's hold on that because I have a lot more questions to ask you, my dear. So let's go back, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
What is whole person healing? Via body, via mind, and via spirit. It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted material scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. H. And again, one more time, Dr. VJ is flying out to Anaheim, which is near Los Angeles for this week, and we'll be at a huge health food show, and we will enlighten and share all the new information that's out there most likely next Wednesday in our show, and probably we'll have so much information we'll probably cover for the next two Wednesdays. I just want to mention that, and we don't say this too often, that our show is also played 12 hours later. So for me, it's 7 a.m., or it's now 7:37 a.m., California time, so it'll be played tonight at 7 p.m. And then the shows are archived. So we've had some, beside our guests today, we've had tremendous, tremendous great speakers that are really out there with a tremendous amount of information, whether they've written a book, whether they've done some research, whether they have these products that are just really literally on the cutting edge. And the shows are archived, so you can download them with MP3, iPod. I still have to learn how to use an iPod. My grandson is teaching me how to use the iPod, so maybe I'll have him download some of our shows. And just listen to these shows, because these are something that will go down, as far as I'm concerned, in the history of the information that we have given. Our show has been on the cutting edge for many, many years. And speaking of that, I am with, again, Nina Anderson, And we were talking about electrolytes, talking about minerals. Nina wrote a great book called Analyzing Sports Drinks. She has a product called Electroblast. We talked a little bit about this and a little bit about that. Let's talk about some of the benefits and if there's a deficiency of certain minerals and trace minerals. Because we're told, you know, it's interesting, it's called trace minerals, so we figure, they're nothing. Why do we need them? But yet they're very, very important. And you and I were taught by a very, very dear friend of ours who's passed on a couple of years ago that minerals are the key, particularly the trace minerals are the key for the body for keeping that what we call homeostasis or balance.
I know that when you and I wrote our Secrets of Staying Young book, we had the first chapter was talked about the foundation of the body, just like if you're building a house, you know, if you have a foundation made out of, you know, jello, the house isn't going to, you know, stay up very long. The same thing, if you have the foundation of your body that doesn't have a good electrolyte base, then you're actually, the rest of your house is not going to do too well either. So, but a couple of things that we found with that the electrolytes actually do that you would notice if you started taking them is one of the things, the big important things, especially for children, is it supports neurotransmitter function in the brain, which helps memory, especially for seniors. I've seen this with my mother. She was repeating herself, and I saw it totally restore her brain. So she was doing the New York Times crossword puzzles again, which I still can't even do. So that's really, really an important thing, especially with ADD kids, too. It boosts energy levels more on a stamina and endurance basis than on a quick fix basis. It helps to strengthen hair and restore pigmentation to hair, and helps the peristaltic action of the bowel muscles. So it would really help with anybody who is constipated. It increases the body's enzyme production, so it's better for, you know, all sorts of metabolic function and also digestion of food. And it helps to remove the toxic body acids. What we find that it lots of times it will help to remove the heavy metals in your body and help to take like the particles that are stored in your joints, which can create inflammation and show up as arthritis. It can help to remove those. I've seen my mom's joints go right down when she started taking it. She used to have these big knuckles, and they just disappeared. So, and I don't have any problems, and Howard doesn't have any problems. And at our age, you'd think we'd be getting something, but we don't, because we've been taking the electrolytes for like 20 years. So it's really, really important. It also helps to increase the uptake of the vitamins, macro minerals, proteins, and all the other things that you get from your food. It helps to assimilate them into the cells. You don't have a proper electrolyte balance in your body, that stuff's just going to go from your mouth to your toilet. It's not going to end up getting in your body. So you really need to use them for that purpose.
Now, for some people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor say you're mineral deficiency. So you need to take more iron. You need to take more zinc. I'll write a prescription for you. And you go to the pharmacy, and then what do we end up getting? We end up getting a pharmaceutical mineral that's synthetically made, as opposed to going to the health food store and finding something that is in a certain, and you mentioned before about colloidal and chelated and crystalloid, which electrolytes are, why it's important to take natural minerals and some of the food sources that we can get these natural minerals, as opposed to going to the pharmacy and getting a pharmaceutical. I get really aggravated when I hear people say, well, I'm taking iron. Oh, great. Are you eating your meat? Are you getting it through a health food store like chlorophyll? Oh, no, I got a prescription for it. Then I just cringe because I know what's going to happen with the body when it comes to synthetic chemicals. So synthetic chemical minerals, let's put it that way.
Well, one of the things, like I say, if you're chromium deficient, you can get elevated blood cholesterol, you can get cataracts, you can get diabetes. I mean, there's hyperactivity with kids, impotence. I mean, there's a bunch of things with chromium. So the doctor says, oh, go take a chromium supplement. Well, and you don't like taking pills. You could then go out and find it in nutritional yeast, in potatoes with the skin on, with most vegetables, whole grain bread, cheese, chicken, fruit, seafood. So that's, you know, you can actually eat your chromium rather than taking a pill if you choose. The big thing you have to be careful of is the fact that those foods are organic and they're grown in mineral-enriched soil, because if a farm plants the same crops in the same place every year, then the early crops are going to take out all the minerals, and the later crops are only going to take out the bad minerals because there's no good minerals left. So if you eat that food, you still may not be getting the chromium, which is why we take the Electroblast, because we can't, you know, go in and see every zucchini that's in the market and go and call the grower and say, hey, did you mineralize your soil? So we end up putting the Electroblast in our water, and so that helps a lot. But just for another one, like asthma, people have asthma. It may be nothing more than a magnesium and a manganese deficiency. People didn't know that. Manganese comes from pecans, peanuts, pineapple, oatmeal, beans, rice, spinach, sweet potatoes, and wheat. And magnesium comes from buckwheat, nuts, kidney beans, whole wheat flour, bananas, beet greens, avocados, peanut butter, and oatmeal. So, you know, you can see that in a lot of these cases, a simple thing, you know, they try to treat you with drugs for asthma, and maybe you ought to find out what's causing it. Maybe all it is a mineral deficiency.
One of the things I want to emphasize, too, and I've talked about this in one of our previous shows, is that when we go to a supermarket or even a health food store and we find something that's organically grown with a fruit or vegetable, this does not necessarily mean that it's going to have the minerals in it that we desperately need. What organically grown means that it's been pesticide-free, there isn't any chemicals and sprayed out on it. And so we need to ask questions. And you know, you sort of talked about that, you know, talk to our produce grower or the manager of the produce department and ask them, you know, find out, you know, if they've been grown in some, and educate ourselves if it's been grown in mineral-enriched soil. Now, if it's too embarrassing to do that, or a lot of times the guy's going to just shrug his head and go, I don't know, you know, I just put the fruits and vegetables, you know, on the table, then we need to find an excellent product that's going to give us, you know, the minerals that we desperately need. So if we're not going to get it too much in our fruits and vegetables, a possibility we can, then we need to have the second choice, and that second choice is more towards, you know, getting a supplement. And again, read the information. Make sure that, you know, you talked before very quickly, and this is really important too, the difference between colloidal minerals, chelated minerals, and crystalloid minerals. Go through that one more time because that's really important. And I've talked about the absorption rate on minerals, on amino acids, but what you have broken down is much more specific.
Okay, it's basically just a size. Colloidal are larger molecules, and they have less ability to get absorbed through your tiny, tiny cell wall. The chelated have a little bit better chance because they're a little smaller. Ionic minerals are the smallest, and they have the best chance of getting through, but the ones that we know get 100% absorbed into the cell wall is the crystalloid ones, which are broken down further from the ionic minerals. And one thing I just wanted to mention, because people will say, well, gee, you know, if I'm not getting minerals in, is there anything that's actually facilitating the mineral loss in my body? And actually, refined foods, sugar, dark drinks such as cola, coffee, and hot chocolate, white flour, and caffeine all leach out minerals from our body. So if you're going to eat any of that stuff, you're going to have to take a mineral supplement just to get back to ground zero.
So we can create our own liability in minerals without being concerned about anything else in the body, you know, on the outside, let's put it this way, as opposed to, you know, eating healthier and eliminating what you had mentioned. But we're all, a lot of this information, too, that you just mentioned about eliminating if we're taking these different things that you talked about, it's also making the body pH very acidic. And again, the healthy body, the strong immune system needs to be in an alkaline form. So eliminating these products, you're going to be able to keep the minerals, and you're also going to be able to alkalize the body at the same time, which is really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that it's made a huge difference in my life. I used to have heart palpitations, you know, where you feel like your heart's doing somersaults. Mm. And it was specific since I was a little kid, and I wasn't paying attention to it, and they said it wasn't any big deal, but it was a little annoying every once in a while. And once I started taking the crystalloid electrolytes, went away. I haven't had one in 20 years. Amazing, amazing difference.
Wow. We need to wrap this up, Neem. Tell me how, and tell everybody else, how can we get your booklet, and how can we get these awesome products?
The easiest thing is to give me a call at 888-628-8731. That's the publishing company number. And go to Electroblast, electroblast.com, and you'll find all sorts of things, including some YouTube videos of our GDV testing in Taos, New Mexico last summer. You can see for yourself, it's absolutely amazing what it does in the body.
We still have a couple of minutes before the break, and we didn't touch on this, and I really want to touch on this because you're a cat lover. I have my Willow, my cat, and I have Tashi, my dog. We give them electrolytes. Why is it important? We talk about humans, but pets need this product too, right?
Well, that's true, because you're either giving the pet, you know, people will drink bottled water for themselves, but they'll give the animal chlorine tap water. Well, go figure on why they get sick. I have a 21-year-old cat, and the rest of my cats are 17, 18 years old. I have seven of them, and they're all doing great. You know, we have no problems with them at all, and we've been giving them the minerals for 20 years, and they need it too. Their bodies can get just as mineral deficient as ours. Cats normally live to be 30. Dogs normally live to be 20, unless humans interfere or they get eaten outside in the wild. So, you know, if you do the right things for them, they can keep going.
Wow, that's a lot of information for us humans and also for our pets. Neen, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. You are the expert on electrolytes. You're a great partner, and I love you, and we will talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Howard. God bless.
Bye-bye now.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, brought to you by Enzymedica, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. On the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. H. Again, one more time, Dr. VJ is not available. That may be her plane. I can hear a plane flying over me to L.A., and we'll be at a huge health food show. I'll be doing a book signing with my book, the ADD and ADHD Diet Book. any of this information that you've heard on our show, go to your local health food store, whether it's a chain of Whole Foods or Wild Oats or any of the independent health food stores. And if they're coming out this way, you know, have them stop by our booth. I'll be at Essence of Life, and I'll be doing a book signing there. And I'll be at another booth called Moxxor, M-O-X-X-O-R, doing a book signing called The ADD and ADHD Diet. You know, one of the books that Nina and I wrote together was a book called Cancer Disarmed, probably about 12 years ago. And it's interesting because electrolytes have been in just about, information has been out in almost every book that she and I have written, whether it's ADD, whether it's for cancer, whether it's for anti-aging, for pets. We've written like 3 or 4 books for pets. And the importance of electrolytes is extremely, very powerful because it has the ability of keeping the body alkalized. And in our book, Cancer Disarmed, we talked about this information. So we talked about the no-nos, you know, the white sugar, anything that's going to create an acidity to the body because we want to alkalize the body. The more the body is alkalized, okay, the higher the oxygen rate of the body. Cancer loves to live in a low oxygenated area. So when the body is acidic by caffeine, by sugar, by nicotine, smoking, by, alcohol, protein, lots of meats, dairy, this has a tendency of making the pH very acidic. We want to alkalize the body. So in that book, Cancer Disarmed, but we also talked about nitrogenated fermented soy. Not the fact that it's the unfermented soy, which is like your tofu, your soy protein powder, your soy milk, which has the body has a very, very difficult time breaking it down, so we suggest not taking that, but your nitrogenated fermented soy. And the Jiva product, which I'm going to give Dr. Vijay's product an excellent plug, because this has the tendency of getting into the cancer cell and working on the immune system. So we have the electrolytes, we have the ability with the nitrogenated fermented soy from Jiva, the Essence of Life product, the energy drink, you know, to give us that ability. There's so much information that we've been had on our show for some, well, I guess almost a year now, that if you have questions, and people will contact me afterwards, go to info@kissyourlifehello.com. And if there's any questions or if there's anybody in particular, you know, that you're interested in listening to beside Dr. Vijay and myself, you know, we would be honored, you know, to have them on as a guest. A couple of things that I just want to mention is that we're going to have Dr. Larry Dossey, who wrote an excellent book called Premonitions, which I find that fascinating, you know, that little intuition, that little voice inside tells us certain things. And do we listen to them? Or do we just follow through and not listen to them? We're going to have Ken Seeley. So I love to drop names. We're going to have Ken Seeley, who wrote a book called Face It and Fix It. And if you ever watched Intervention on A&E, he's one of the interventionists that, you know, that has been televised on the show. So we're going to have several cutting-edge speakers, guests, doing some interviews and finding that what we can bring to the public and we can educate and we can teach, this is part of the learning process. I want to go back to this thing that we were talking about in regards to the love and the message that we can give out. If you missed it at the beginning, I just want to mention that LOVE stands for, the acronym stands for L for listen, O for overlook, Z for voice control, E for encouragement. And the fact that a neuropeptide called oxytocin, okay, can be so effective through massage therapy, through just kissing, through hugging, from touching. Have we ever felt that when somebody puts their hand on a very, very gentle hand, hopefully somebody that we know, that we get this nice warm feeling? And what it's doing is just building up and protecting the heart. So we've talked a lot about on the physical level. You know, I have a chart, actually it's a poster in my office, and it says the physical is the symptom, the emotions is the problem, and the spiritual is the solution. And I believe Louise Hayes was probably on the cutting edge of this many, many years ago when she came out with her, you know, with I think is you know how to heal our body, and she has a chart in the back and saying, okay, if we're having knee problems, you know, are we being flexible? If we're having back problems, are we carrying a load? You know, are we having neck problems? Okay, who's giving us a pain in the neck? Are we giving somebody else a pain in the neck? And it's interesting that when we have these physical symptoms, it literally comes out as emotional problems. I find for a lot of people that when they end up having like a sore throat or they start coughing, is it the physical problem going on, or is it an emotional situation where they want to share their feelings and they have the inability to communicate? There's a lot of information out there, and I love the fact that we have the honors to be on Kiss Your Life Hello, and hopefully we will be on for many, many years because there's just so much information out there to give. So who are we going to have next week? I believe we're going to have a gentleman called Dr. Mark Mead, and I believe he's out in the Carolinas, and he's done a lot of research and worked with nutrition, and he's worked with Dr. Vijay for many, many years. So hopefully we can contact him because he's been trying to come on our show for the past couple of weeks, but if there's an emergency situation, he's called into doing some consulting. And with that, I've probably run out pretty much of what to say, so I think I'm going to cut it a little short today, and I'm just going to tell everybody, because we just have a little less than a minute to go, that we can start the music on the cue. And I didn't get a chance last week, so this is my opportunity to tell everybody that if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first to tell you that I love you. And I hope everybody has a great day, and listen to our show next week. And I thank you.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.